With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump announcing several religion-related actions in the recent days.
During an appearance at last week's National Prayer Breakfast, the president announced he was creating a commission on religious freedom. Later that day, he signed an executive order aimed at stopping anti-Christian bias in the federal government. And on Friday, the president established a White House faith office. He also raised some eyebrows at the prayer breakfast when he said his Democratic opponents oppose religion and oppose God. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The Trump administration ordering Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to stop nearly all of its work. It was created by then-President Barack Obama following the 2008 financial crisis, but many people in America have seen the agency as a do-little or do-nothing program that has done more harm than good. Also, at SRNNews.com, National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orvac says the Northeast got hit with some very heavy snow.
We've had some heavy snow move out across from the Great Lakes into the Northeast over the past 24 hours. Snow totals are the heaviest across northern portions of New York State into New England, where we've seen totals of 6 to 12 inches. Lighter totals farther to the south, 4 to 5 inches around Boston, and similar totals around the New York City area, anywhere from 3 to 5 inches.
Recent aviation disasters and a few close calls have a lot of people worried today about the safety of flying. But even with several incidents, statistics show flying remains the safest form of transportation when compared to driving or even riding on a train. Experts say it's something everyone needs, and that's a lot of laughter and levity, especially nowadays. Officials say the Super Bowl commercials this year will be very funny. This is SRN News. Well, people are reading the Holy Bible in the Middle East.
Only about 5% of the people who live in that region are Christians, but the super popular YouVersion Bible app has seen a 166% increase in downloads there. That means a lot of Muslims are getting interested in Christianity and want to read the Bible. In Egypt alone, where only 10% of the population is Christian, YouVersion downloads are up 94%. As always, persecution and isolation only seem to increase the spread of the faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Bible verse will be removed from the entrance of a new jail in Michigan after critics said it was government endorsement of religion. "Blessed are the peacekeepers, for they shall be called the children of God," was displayed by the Isabella County Criminal Justice Center. The sheriff, Michael Main, says he just wanted to honor first responders and law enforcement officers. This is SRN News. Alarmed by policies that erode traditional rights and values, parents in Virginia have gathered at the state capitol for, quote, Parental Rights Day, and they urge the passage of bills that protect kids and their innocence, including segregating restrooms and locker rooms. Chuck Kostaw called on the lawmakers to take a stand.
It is difficult to accept that a boy be in a space with privacy and sexuality attached to it, right? It is unconscionable that my daughter would have to make a decision on whether or not to use a restroom in privacy or to forego that.
Those who love dogs call the Westminster Kennel Club show the Super Bowl of canine competitions, and that's especially fitting this year. The dog show opened yesterday, as fate would have it, same weekend as Super Bowl Sunday. More details at SRNNews.com.